You hired the defendant, who was an attorney, and you disputed the bill with him.
A legal client complains years later.
You have a copy of your check?
It was 2 years ago. I haven't retained it.
That's why, if you think you have a dispute, you bring it in a timely fashion.
But right now, this lawyer's got a problem.
I never authorized him to go to court at all.
He says that you filed a complaint against him with the Bar Association.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Randall Plute is suing his former attorney, Robert Zoffel, for the return of his fee.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 391 on the calendar in the matter of Plute versus Zoffel.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Plute, let me try to outline what I understand your complaint alleges. You lived with your father in his house.
Yes.
For 5 years. Your father passed away last year?
2015.
And your father left the house to your sister?
She was the executor.
Who was the beneficiary of the house?
Oh, I was one of them, the four children.
And the house was left to all four children?
Yes.
And your sister was charged with marshaling the assets as the executor of your father's estate. And so one of the things she had to do, because you have siblings, is she had to sell the house so that you could divide the proceeds of the house,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And when did your sister tell you that she had, in fact, either sold the house or wanted you to vacate the house?
In December of 2015.
Did you vacate the house in December?
No.
Did you vacate the house in January?
In February.
Did she have to move to evict you in order to get you to leave the house?
Yes.
Yes. Because you didn't want to leave, or you wanted to leave in your own time frame.
Yeah, I wanted to leave in my own time frame.
Well, if you would have had a different kind of relationship, perhaps, but her responsibility to all of the beneficiaries of your father's estate was to marshal the assets, sell them, and distribute them. You
yes.
understand that? So you caused her to get a lawyer. Did she have a lawyer in the eviction process?
Yes.
And the lawyer was paid by the estate. So you cost the estate money, your brothers and sisters all money, because you didn't want to vacate the house. Now, you hired the defendant, who was an attorney, to assist you with the eviction process. Now, I'm not going to ask the defendant to violate any potential client-attorney privilege, but let's say the sort of instruction to him was, let's jerk this around for a little bit. That may not have been the way you put it, but you didn't say to him, listen, we'll go to court and we'll have to deal with it. You said, I want more time. I want to move out of my own time frame. In any event, I don't care what happened in the eviction proceeding. I assume that you finally left the house.
Yes.
And Mr. Zoffel,
Zoffel. Yeah.
Sent you a bill, and you disputed the bill with him. So
yes.
far, am I correct?
Yes.
You disputed the bill with him because you said, well, I only agreed to pay you this, and then he appeared in court, but you decided to represent yourself in the eviction proceeding.
I did decide to represent myself.
And you and Mr. Zoffel.
Yeah.
Zoffel.
Rhymes with awful.
Zoffel.
Or waffle.
Waffle. Mr. Zoffel. Although you disputed his bill, you ultimately came to an accommodation. He lowered his fee by a few hundred dollars, and you paid him.
Yes.
And that was when?
November of 2016.
Now you're suing him for the return of the money.
Yes.
Where have you been since November of 2016? We're now in 2018.
I filed a claim in April of 2017.
In April? Where were you from December of 2015, or November of 2015, till April?
Trying to decide what exactly I was going to do.
You don't have that luxury, sir. First of all, you don't have that luxury. Once you've resolved a case with someone, you have a disputed fee. You have a copy of the check, sir? You have a copy of your check?
No.
I don't, Your Honor.
You were coming here today. Why didn't you bring a copy of your check?
It was 2 years ago. I haven't retained it.
That's why what you're supposed to do is to, if you think that for some reason you have a dispute, you bring it in a timely fashion. I want to look at the check and see if the check reads in full satisfaction of, or whether it was signed or endorsed in full satisfaction of all claims. Then you don't have a case. You don't have a case anyway.
The amount of the check was not in dispute.
Well, what's in dispute?
The fact that I was being charged for things that I had not authorized.
What you did was pay him. He's not suing you. You're suing him. For what?
For charging me things that I had not authorized.
You agreed to pay them, sir. 2 years ago, you settled on an amount. You had a negotiated settlement. What, did you just wake up one morning and say, I don't like that? I don't like the settlement that I made with him?
I never liked the settlement.
I don't care whether you liked it or not. When did you file? He's got a counterclaim. He says that you filed a complaint against him with the Bar Association. In what month and year?
It was last year. I don't remember the month.
You mean in 2017?
Yes. Or, no, I don't remember the date. It might have been 2016.
On what date was the complaint filed against you?
Actually, I don't know, Your Honor. I'll stipulate.
Listen, if you don't know, sir, then I can't deal with your counterclaim. Do you understand? If you don't know, because that's an important thing to me. When he filed a complaint against you, if he didn't file a complaint against you till 2017, something clearly is going on with Mr. Plute that I don't want to have to go into. Because maybe it's a medical reason. Maybe there's something wrong with him. I don't know. I know that the courts are not going to attend this ridiculous application, Mr. Plute.
Your Honor, I believe it was filed in 2017 and also dismissed by the bar in 2017, the same year. So the bar threw it out.
Well, you told me that the bar threw it out, but it would be important for me to know whether it was filed in 2016, on or about the time he allegedly paid you a negotiated settlement, or whether he woke up a year later and said, and now I'm going to file a claim against him and make a complaint against him to the Bar Association. Maybe he has nothing else to do.
So far,
you're not losing.
Okay. In November, he did send me an email saying, I'm going to pay you. The check's in the mail, but I'm still considering bringing a bar complaint against you. So.
In November of what year?
2016.
Oh. Okay. Can I see that? I would like to see that. Because, Mr. Plute, what your cause of action is to let Mr. Zoffel sue you for his money. And you raise as a defense that you didn't authorize those that extra $500 or $600 or $700, whatever it is, $1,000 worth of work. But you don't pay him and then almost 2 years later decide to sue him for the money back. That's what you're doing today. Am I correct? That you're suing him for the money back that you paid him.
Well, I had a year from the time that I paid him to file my suit in small claims court, and I did it in that time frame.
I don't care. You don't have the proof that you need. The proof that you need, sir, is the canceled check. And the reason that you don't have the canceled check was because you said it was too long ago. I didn't keep it. That's why you bring an action at the time that the cause of action accrues.
Starts at the bottom, Your Honor.
You agreed to pay me the invoice if I negotiated my fee. I also agreed to hold off taking any action until after you received your inheritance. I lived up to my end of the bargain and even sent you an additional invoice reflecting your concerns. You responded to him, evidently. I'm still not satisfied with your fee. I am considering filing a complaint with the Bar Association about you, which is your right if you're dissatisfied. My complaint is that you took advantage of my ignorance by taking a case that was never going anywhere and let me believe otherwise. I was not interested in fighting the eviction unless I could vacate the premises, at least in part, on my own terms. I've always thought that the best course of action would have been for me to write a personal letter on my behalf. I could have written one, too. But the best of my recollection is you never considered this. Where does it say what you told me it was going to say, Mr. Zoffel?
The only part that it was going to say was the fact that he was threatening me with a bar complaint. He said, I may bring one.
Whatever.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Do you think that he went to court not preparing to go to court that day?
I did never authorize him to go to court at all.
Hey. You just told me that you called him 7:30 in the morning. Why would you call a man 7:30 in the morning and say, I'm representing myself?
And later today,
Mr. Draper, who has been on disability for 30 years, all of a sudden he's going into business at age 70, and he needed a partner. The business didn't go anywhere, and therefore he doesn't owe you any money. Is that your defense?
Yes, Your Honor.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Randall Plute says he overpaid his attorney, Robert Zoffel. He is suing for the return of his fee. Robert is countersuing for breach of contract.
Okay. You were paid.
I was paid.
The rate that you accepted from him was less than the original invoice.
By $1,200.
And that was because he was dissatisfied with the original bill.
Yes, Your Honor.
So you negotiated the original bill with him.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. And how much did he actually pay you? Do you recall?
I believe it was $1,750.
No.
How much?
It was a total of $2,250.
And how many times did you go to court?
I believe just once.
When did he decide to represent himself?
The morning of the hearing, of the second hearing, the eviction.
Did you meet him there in court?
No. I was trying to call him for the 2 or 3 days before court. I called him several times, emailed him. He finally called me the morning of court date, probably at 7:30 in the morning, and told me that he was going to represent himself.
Do you recall that, Mr. Plouffe?
Yes, but I recall that we had a communication problem that I had decided about a week before that I would be representing myself, and it took a while before the message finally got to him.
Well, that's too bad. Do you think that he went to court not preparing to go to court that day?
I did never authorize him to go to court at all.
Just a second. You just told me that you called him 7:30 in the morning on the date of the court proceeding. Why would you call a man 7:30 in the morning and say, I'm representing myself?
I didn't know he was going to go to court.
You're done, sir. Your case is dismissed. We're over.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step.
Wishes.
I think he's really upset with his sister for evicting her, and I think I just got caught in the middle.
He let me down by charging me for services that I did not want.
Not take on clients that I'm worried about from the get-go, and I was a little bit concerned.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Amaro versus Draper. Step forward.
Alicia Amaro is suing her ex-boyfriend, Clarence Draper, for unpaid credit card charges and a loan to help build his credit.
Miss Amaro, where do you live?
I live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And you?
Yes, same, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, okay. Your Honor.
Mr. Draper, you and the plaintiff dated for a period of time, is that right?
That's correct.
From when?
From November of, or October of 16 to around November 17.
How old are you, Mr. Draper?
70, Your Honor.
What kind of work do you do or did you do?
I was in sales, Your Honor.
Sales for whom?
Men's clothing, a place called Gentlemen's Quarters in Philadelphia.
And how long did you work for them?
For about 15 years.
Until when?
To about 86 or 87.
And after that?
After that, I went on disability.
So you've been on disability for 30 years.
Just about.
Now you're collecting Social Security.
Yes, Your Honor.
Your disability transitioned into Social Security. Did you work at all, Mr. Draper, from the time you went on disability until the time you started to collect Social Security instead of disability?
Yeah, I had part-time jobs, Your
Honor. What?
Like at the grocery stores in the neighborhood. I also did volunteer transportation with my own car. Like what they call it, like taxiing.
But for money? It's
yeah,
not
for money, yeah.
For money?
Yes.
And how long did you do that?
I'm still doing it up until this point.
And you use your own car?
Yes.
So that's how you make a little extra money?
A little extra money, yes.
Listen, I'm asking you these questions for a good reason.
I'm sure you are.
Oh, yes. Ms. Amaro, this is your claim. Your claim is that Mr. Draper needed some money, needed to buy some stuff. And he asked you if you could help him. You gave him a credit card that had you added his name to a credit card, and the agreement was he was going to pay off the credit card balance. He spent money on the credit card. You did not spend any money on that credit card at all. There were no charges of yours on the credit card. When the two of you were no longer an item, Mr. Draper stopped paying the credit card. That's what the case is about. Is that succinctly what it's
about?
Well,
pretty much, Your Honor, if I can further explain. We had spoken about going into some business together, limousine service, and he needed to have his credit score boost up. And because I had A1 credit, he wanted to get on my credit card. It was what he called trade lines, which I had never heard of before, that you put someone on your credit, you help boost up their credit. But the deal is they're not supposed to use the money. They're just on your card. However, he did explain that to myself and to the credit union in which he has gotten the money from. They said that if you had owed a bank yourself.
Listen, you're getting much too complicated. I don't care.
I'm so sorry. Okay, well, anyhow.
Listen to me. I don't care.
Okay.
You gave him the credit card.
I gave
him. He used money on the credit card.
Yes.
And you want your money back that he
Absolutely.
Used.
Absolutely,
And
yes.
Mr. Draper, who has been on disability for 30 years, says that it was a business investment. All of a sudden, he's going into business at age 70, and he needed a partner. You were the partner. The business didn't go anywhere, and therefore he doesn't owe you any money. Is that your defense?
Yes, Your Honor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Mr. Draper.
Yes?
How much money did you give the plaintiff from her business investment?
Zero.
That's right.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Alicia Amaro says, ex-boyfriend Clarence Draper owes for credit card charges and a loan to help build his credit.
Can I see the things that were purchased on the credit card, please?
Here it is. Mm-hmm.
What's Cultural Exchange, Inc.?
That's a cultural store in the neighborhood of West Philadelphia in Philadelphia.
What is it?
A store, African art, African portraits.
What did you buy there?
I didn't buy anything there, Your Honor. I mean, other than this here.
Okay. What's a cash advance? What did you need $500 for?
Expenses for the business. Like,
you don't have a business.
Yeah, I opened up an account, Your Honor. I did have a business. I have the LLC right here. I had already started the business. I have proof right here.
What's State Farm? $905.
That's insurance. I had two cars. You know, this was up and running, Your Honor. I didn't do...
Just let me ask you a question, sir.
Go ahead.
If it was up and running, Mr. Draper, you know, I've been around...
I know you have, Your Honor.
And if you were going to be in business and start a limousine business, you should have said, well, you were on disability insurance. Then you could have gotten off disability. Waited until you were off disability and now on Social Security. Now, all of a sudden, at this late stage in your life, you want to start a business.
Well,
it's all very interesting. So let's say it was all business, sir. How much money did your partner get from your business, Mr. Draper?
Well,
you spent $4,000.
Right.
Of her money on a business.
Honor,
you said,
Your Honor,
I'm speaking.
Money.
I'm speaking.
Yes.
You spent $4,000 of her money on a business that you say for her was a business expense, an investment, and you say my business was up and running. I had two cars. What I want to know is how much money did you give your investor? That requires a number. How much money did the plaintiff get back from her investment in this business of yours?
I was paying the loan to the business credit card per month at $110 a month.
But you were spending more than $110 a month.
Right, which I explained.
So what, don't explain anything.
Okay.
She's an investor.
Right.
I want to know that she's an investor. I don't want to know that you paid back what you've spent. I want to know as an investor. Investor gets back their money plus. Otherwise, who would invest? They take their money and they're investing in you. They get their money back and nothing else. That's ridiculous.
Absolutely.
So what I'm
true,
asking you, Mr. Draper.
Yes.
How much money did you give the plaintiff from her business investment?
Zero.
That's right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
So you had two cars up and running, and you have an LLC, and you had State Farm Insurance, and you have Best Buy, and you have Cultural Exchange.
What's Best Buy, Your Honor?
I have no idea, sir.
I have no idea either.
These are cash back. Best Buy, Philadelphia, $431. You're the only one who had this credit card.
Yes.
Oh, I know.
Yes, but it wasn't her personal money. It was the bank's money. I signed on to the card myself, and I was doing due diligence, paying it. So it wasn't like I borrowed money
you
from her
personal. You still own.
And I was still paying, Your Honor.
Until, just a second.
Until the account was shut down.
So what
she
account?
The credit card.
Of course
account.
She shut it down because you were into her for $4,100.
And I was paying diligently.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $4,100. We're done here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I just appreciate the justice was done today.
Two words. Woman's gone.
Just give me what you owe me and you can do whatever you Darn well, please.
I hope we can be friends.
I have no hard feelings.
You know what it is when money comes into the picture.
I'm not angry or anything. Justice has prevailed.
I'll see you in the club.